My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Man, can you believe it's been, what, 6 years? He was here the last
2018, 18. And then he was 2019 that hired Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then we sent like 7 assistants gone or something like that.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted them to hire Greg. I did. And that's why I'm looking forward to this.
I did too. I used to always make the case before Stefanski that he was the most successful Browns head coach since 1999. And it always took people by surprise because it was just such a short amount of games and everything. But he was the only one since Schottenheimer to leave with a winning record.
I mean,
that's like he did the job. People rallied around him. And you know what? Baker really liked him. And I know that might not mean everything, but at the time, it meant something.
I guess I didn't think about that, the perspective on that. I don't know. I like his energy, especially when we get to see
him. He's fun to be around. He reminds you a little bit of Dan Campbell in many respects,
too.
Yeah,
that's
a
great point.
High energy, biting kneecaps type guy. Just a guy you want around you.
Yeah, I wonder what he thinks of what the Browns are right now, and we'll get a chance to ask him that here as he should be here in just a few moments. So
it's basically night and day compared to him and Kevin Stefanski, huh?
Oh, my God, yes.
Like they're just – it's two extremes.
But that's okay. You know, in some ways you want – if you win, no one cares the way the coach sounds, right?
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're a rah-rah guy or if you're a
Yeah, is Dan Campbell successful in Detroit because Dan Campbell's a great head coach, or is he successful in Detroit because they did a great job of drafting Hutchinson while comping it with Amon-Ra St. Brown and having a breakout season and all the other guys they had, Laporta, all these other guys that they have that are just awesome. Yeah, they have so much talent on that team. Is it Campbell that's great, or is it the fact that the team is just really good?
It is interesting to think about him being, waking up a sleeping giant in Detroit. Because they went so many years without having success. And now, I used to think, oh, man, it's Thanksgiving. Ugh, we have to watch Detroit. Right?
Yeah.
Now I want to watch Detroit. Now I want to see.
All right, but let me ask that in regards to Stefanski. Think about it for a second. Because I just belittled what Dan Campbell has done in respects to Dan Campbell. I've given everyone, but I gave their offensive coordinator credit. I gave the front office credit in getting all the different players attached to him. I give the offensive coordinator credit in making Jared Goff once again Jared Goff and be good, right? But the reality is that how I left that there with you, Baskin, was the idea that was it Dan Campbell, or was it the team? If we ask Stefanski around this, I think a lot of Browns fans still want to know, is it Stefanski that's been so great, or has it been the team that's been assembled that's been so great, and that he should get 11 wins like he did last year, and 11's a lot, obviously, but in the 4 years we've had him, he should be able to have a winning record with the amount of talent that the Browns have been able to acquire and have on this team.
Yeah, I think that everything in sports, right time, right place, right roster, right coach. It's so hard to be successful. It really doesn't matter what level. And sometimes it's just you need a little bit of luck. And I think that when you get into a position where the Lions are right now, you've got luck. You've got right time. GM's made right selections. You've been able to stay healthy. You appear to have the right coach at the right time with the right players. Because I think there's a lot of times, especially when we see NFL head coaches that fail in their first job and then suddenly are, like, great at their second.
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen?
Talking about Belichick, exactly.
Right. And so and then you just never know. I'm always haunted by – excuse me. I'm always kind of haunted by this press conference when the Indians let Eric Wedge go.
Mm-hmm.
And at the press conference, Mark Shapiro said, hey, what are you looking for in your next manager now that you've let Eric go?
Yeah.
And he said, do you know what he said?
No, did he describe someone exactly like Wedge?
He said, I'm looking for Eric Wedge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sat there and said, well, why are you firing him then?
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't. What,
well,
what,
and sometimes you do.
Was it time to go?
I kind of thought this with the Cavs, if we're being honest about it. I thought they kind of wanted to hire someone that was exactly like J.B. Bickerstaff, just not J.B. Bickerstaff. Because sometimes you do need to get a new face in there, a new voice in there. And to be honest, in the case of J.B., it was like, well, Donovan doesn't get along with him very well. So maybe what he did was good, but he needed to get along with certain people, certain players maybe a little bit better. And there's all sorts of relationships and stuff like that that comes into the equation, for sure.
Yeah, you just never know. And
There's so many dynamics at play here.
I mean, who knows that Stephen Vogt's going to come in here and set the world on fire in his first half of the season.
Sure, sure.
Nobody expected that.
But when it comes to Stefanski in particular, though, even within Dan Campbell, we can talk about the different things that we think he does well and the rah-rah-ness and the fact that he gets a locker room all together. When you think about Stefanski, you think about an offense. You think about an offensive coordinator that is supposed to be one of the better football minds in the game. That's why there's so much pressure on this team, because we got to be able to see what he does best. I can see what Dan Campbell does best. He's a rah-rah guy. He gets everyone excited. You'll run through a brick wall for Dan Campbell. That's not what Stefanski does best. What Stefanski does best is on the offensive side of the ball. And it kind of goes to what we were talking about with the play calling earlier, too.
Yeah, I look at Kevin, and I'm like, okay, this is the perfect match for what the Browns were trying to set for pillars. Like, once they decided they wanted to hire Paul DePodesta, I think all the dominoes came into line after that, because I think that set the bar for what they were looking for in how to build a front office, how to build a coaching staff, what type of player they wanted, how they wanted to run contracts. It's just everything, and that all started with, and we don't hardly ever talk about it, but if you ask me, it was DePodesta that kind of set the tone for everything else, because the Haslams were out looking, and they were looking in every different direction.
You
right?
think DePodesta was the guiding force? Because I don't even know what he does still. I still haven't figured that out. Maybe Greg can let us know what DePodesta actually does. It kind
of
feels like
the machine, right?
No idea what that man does.
I just think it may not even be Paul the man. It might be Paul the philosophy.
Yeah.
And how to run an organization and how to look at things. And, you know, you said it earlier. We're talking about players. It's like, you have to rip the name off the back of the jersey in most scenarios. I would say Nick Chubb is different, that they decided to make a contractual move with Nick Chubb based on what Nick Chubb has been able to do for the franchise and the organization, and looked at Nick Chubb the person a little bit more than they did Nick Chubb the, oh my God, this guy just took this injury,
yeah,
and we're going to try to work a contract with him. Remember when Nick came back, how excited he was, just the fact that the organization still believes in him, knowing this injury, where it would have been easy to be like, yeah, you know what, Nick, you're not going to be. Would have been really easy to cut ties if he had a different last name and didn't have the impact that he had, not only on
the field,
but in the community as well.
Well, and that's part of what the Browns have tried to build up, too, and I do think they operate in a good way, and they operate in good faith. And I think with Nick Chubb, that's just another staple of that.
Hmm. All right, again, we're waiting for Greg Williams. Greg was on stage, so they have a big stage here. They're running guests.
I haven't seen the big stage
at the IX Center. Like,
I've missed the big stage.
Minutes.
I see the big wall of breaks and all the different people opening up their cards on TikTok and all the different social media.
We see that over there.
That's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
That scoreboard.
I walked around.
Gigantic.
So there's all sorts of T-shirts on these tables, but I don't know if I can just grab a T-shirt or if I'm supposed to just kind of like maybe not grab T-shirts. I don't know.
What do you do? You just say to somebody, hey, can I have
I feel
one?
Like some people are charging for T-shirts, and then other people are just like there to like hand them out. I love a free T-shirt, Andy. Nothing gets me more excited in life than a free T-shirt. Walking by a booth, grabbing I love a free T-shirt. I will wear if I got a T-shirt today, I'll wear this T-shirt for the next 10 years. It'll be like a gym T-shirt.
What's the
running around
T-shirt you have?
I got T-shirts that are probably, about 10 years is about where they end up going.
Oh, I have T-shirts older than you.
Really?
Yeah, shorts too. T-shirts like, Because they meant something. They were special at the time.
And then you kept them, and then you – again, this is me, though. I don't have anything that's special to me for 25 years.
All right, so you guys brought up Stefanski a little bit earlier. Does your trust level in Stefanski as the head coach, as the motivator, as everything you're saying about Dan Campbell, has that changed at all after last season with all the injuries and the five different quarterbacks and the way that this season went? Has that evolved?
See, he's telling us to get back on script here.
Well, do you have a Kevin Stefanski t-shirt? That's my question.
Do you have a 10-year
No, I have a coach. I got a coach. Well, I got a Coach Kevigan t-shirt. That's the world that I live in.
You
promote Kevin. Yourself because no one else will promote you.
I don't know. Do you believe in Kevin moving forward here?
Yes. Yes, I do believe
in Kevin
moving forward. I think we all do. But the interesting thing about last year, at least to me, was that with Deshaun Watson, we didn't see the steps that we needed to see, and then we saw it with Joe Flacco. And so we keep seeing. The problem with Stefanski
that bothers me, though.
Well, that's a problem. That's the problem with Stefanski, in my estimation. Is that I feel like he knows how to drive the car that goes 75. Does he know how to drive the car that goes 125? Because he's done it with every 75-mile-an-hour car we've ever had. He did it with Jacoby Brissett. Anywhere he's ever been, he's been able to make really mediocre quarterbacks be their very best. But we've never seen him take a Deshaun Watson and go to that next level. We've never seen that.
I'm interested to see what happens this year with Deshaun because there are going to be people. And look, if it's not working in the beginning of the season and all of a sudden Flacco's got to play in Indianapolis and is having success.
We got to get Flacco out of our mind, though. I know I've been guilty. I brought him up like seven times today. I promise I don't do this on overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. We never bring up Joe Flacco there. He's just been relevant a couple times today.
So here's the issue I have. I have not seen Browns fans as happy as they were. As they were with Joe Flacco, the majority of them. Now, a lot of people were kind of like saying, hey, you're not looking at the interceptions. You're not looking at what's going wrong because those are going to be giant pitfalls moving down the road. But when you're having success, you tend to forget about the blemishes.
Can I tell you my Deshaun Watson theory?
Just go ahead for it.
I think Deshaun's going to be good this year. I think when Deshaun gets 17 games in a season, if he can play 17, I think that's where you're going to see a lot of growth. But the good thing about Deshaun last year was that Deshaun had every game moving forward was a better game for Deshaun Watson. And that's something that I think a lot of people have to zero in on. Think about it. Arizona, Tennessee, those were arguably his two best games, the Tennessee game and the Arizona game. That's where I think he looked the best, passer rating in the 120s in the Arizona game, or in the Tennessee game, in the 115 range in the other game. And then arguably he ended on the Baltimore game, which is the one people always go back to, which I can make a case was not his best game, but that's the one people go back on where he was 14-14 in the second half. Like, he got better as he got more comfortable. It would be different if his last two games that we saw him play were the worst games we saw him play. Then I'd be freaking out. But the fact that the first two were kind of like, eh, whatever, and then he took off from there, I do feel like Deshaun Watson.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's like anything in life. You just need more reps at it. You need more time at it. And I feel like give him the comfortability of it all, and he's going to have a good opportunity. And it helps that we start off with a pretty weak schedule to start the year.
All right. Greg Williams is standing by. He's just walking over right now. We're going to bring him back after a quick timeout in the 2020. So Greg Williams, former Browns interim head coach and defensive coordinator, next right here, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.